The University of Wyoming Symphony Orchestra will premiere a new composition tonight. The performance of Gwyneth Walker's Earth and Sky will include multimedia elements, including projectors and narrators. The triple concerto will feature the Musica Harmonia string trio with the UW Symphony. As Walker told Wyoming Public Radio's London Homer Wambeam, Musica Harmonia commissioned the piece.
They asked specifically to have a new piece of music that expressed some of their values, which are basically love of the earth, reverence for the earth. And I will say they're all very outdoors oriented, biking and horseback riding and these things. So my challenge was to try to find a subject that would show reverence for the earth while we had this triple concerto with the three soloists in the orchestra. And it occurred to me, since we were going to be performing out here in Wyoming, that using some readings of Native American chiefs with reverence for the earth would be very appropriate. However, while I was writing some of this music, I realized how similar the writings of Henry David Thoreau, a New England naturalist, were to Chief Joseph. So I couldn't resist. So we have readings that students will do of the writings of Chief Seattle, Chief Joseph, and Henry David Thoreau.
There's a projection element as well, right?
Yeah.
So how did that get brought in?
Thanks for reminding me of that. Well, Beth Vandenborg told me about the American Heritage Center.
Uh-huh. She's a member of the music faculty at UW.
She said that that was a special strong point here at the university and that they had many paintings and photographs of the West. So I thought this would be one way that we could have this interdisciplinary and take advantage of the strengths out here. So one of the members, one of the staff there, John Wegener, has selected slides to project. I tried to describe in words on the music pages what I was thinking of and what words maybe from the great Native American chiefs were inspiring the music, and that I hoped would link up with some visual projection.
I'd like to get a little bit deeper into the themes of the piece and your background as a Quaker. How did you come up with this concept and how does it interact?
Oh, well, firstly, reverence for the earth and treating each other in a peaceful manner, as the Indian chiefs were begging for, is very Quakerly. So that's just the start of it all. But you hit the nail on the head. I have been to this part of the country specifically when I was in high school and I was on a Quaker youth work camp on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in Lame Deer, Montana. So I was there for the whole summer. Therefore, New Englander as I am, I'm not quite as uninformed as you might think about Native American life and about the landscape out here.
How do you think classical music today fits into the world, and where does your work fit into that?
Many times people want to celebrate an occasion, and it may not be something you're aware of, but there are many groups around the country who say, oh, it's the centennial of our town. We would like to commission a brass quintet. Who shall we commission? And then they say, we remember playing some of Gwyneth Walker's music, and we liked that. Sometimes it is in memory of a member of a chorus who passed away. And, you know, I don't ask all that much money, so most times people can come up with the funds. So there is very much a need for new music if it's something that can be played and understood by the general audience. And that's where I fit in, I guess, because I'm a Quaker. I'm very down to earth. I don't go in for this kind of elitist, it can only be played at Lincoln Center approach to music. I try to write music for skilled players who can play for the average listener, friends and family. And I feel a mission in doing that because there is a lot of elitism in the arts, but not from me.
How did you become the composer that you are today? And who has influenced you on your way there?
I have been writing since I was 2. I'm the daughter of an inventor, and my mother had very good ear for music. So between those two, I just crawled over to the piano and started making up ideas and then writing them down. That's what a little scientist inventor does. And I've always written, so I'm not as influenced by other people as many people would be. I really didn't listen to the great classical masters very much. I'm not a Beethoven scholar or anything. My music does sound a bit like Aaron Copland, but he and I both live in the same part of the country, so I can't say that I'm that influenced by him. But I have sung a lot of folk music. I like folk music a lot. So when I write choral and vocal music, it is singable, not in the grand opera style, but in straightforward melody. I was very fortunate to study with an Italian at the Hart School of Music. His name was Arnold Franchetti. And there I was, a New England composer with a folk background. And he listened to my music, and he said, "A melody!" He was so excited that one of his students was writing a melody, that he encouraged that and also encouraged me to be more Italian, bigger in my expression, if possible. So I'm very much an American folk musician type of composer who writes it all down. That's my scientific background. But I've had a good nudge from some European teachers.
What do you want people to take away from this performance?
Well, there really are not works like this. That's one reason this group commissioned this. They were asked to play a triple concerto in another location a few years ago, and they really couldn't find anything they liked. There were two very ancient sort of Baroque pieces, and they played one of them, but that wasn't what they really wanted to do. So for me, it was a challenge. I mean, what do you do with three soloists in front of an orchestra? And they're only string players, too. It's not like a trumpet that's going to blast over the orchestra. So I'm not sure what the audience will take away. I will certainly think this is a unique piece. But I feel I will have succeeded if the words of those wonderful chiefs from the past and their sentiments about the love of the earth, if those translate to an audience, then I will think, job well done.
That's composer Gwyneth Walker speaking with Wyoming Public Radio's London Homer Wambeam. Walker's composition Earth and Sky premieres tonight at UW's Buchanan Center for the Performing Arts.